we were talking about the one man and, well, man and wife historical preservation. There was an old roadhouse up near Central, the Miller House. And just I just feel like crying when I think about it. But today, right now, in fact, they're auctioning off all these items that were in it. This people had built it first. Mr. Miller, Fritz Miller, I think his name was, had built it about 96, had gone in there, and then, you know, had continued operation of it until he died, and then his widow lived there, and then had all these relics of the old gold rush in that area, because, you know, the Central or Circle District was discovered before Klondike. And then after she died, it went to someone else, and finally somebody in Fairbanks bought it. And he took everything out of there. The Historical Society wanted to buy it, but they couldn't raise the money.
Because
it's just a little group with no money. And this fellow bought it, and he took everything out, and then he burnt the place down. He claims it was spontaneous combustion or something, but I was in Central just earlier this month, and I was talking to one of the highway crew members there who works on the grader. He said he was there that day when he saw smoke coming out of the old Miller house. He hurried down there and put it out. And then later, he was making another pass the other way, and he looked down, and there was smoke again. He went down. He said he put it out two times. And then, so he kind of kept an eye on it, and the third time, he said, but the third time it was on fire, it was just too far gone. Mm-hmm. So it had to be arson.
Well, only clear.
But today, it's just like the Pullen collection from Skagway. You know, it's being auctioned off, and it'll just be scattered everywhere.
That was a shame to lose.
And it
that.
Means, oh yeah. And this one, the same thing with Miller House. These all these things that these people had collected were relics of that one area.
Yeah.
And would have made a perfect historical site.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have, you know, our historical society just doesn't have the money.
Yeah.
They couldn't come up with the woman who fell heir to it all, could she didn't care about the historical value of it. All she wanted was her money and out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's being scattered today. I was glad I was coming to Valdez so I wouldn't have to watch it go.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I would have been down there bidding on it.
It was a shame that it ever got out of Skagway to start with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And as I understand it, that was more or less of an argument with the city of Skagway and the Pullen people.
Yeah. The Skagway people wanted it to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
The person who owned it at the time wanted to exploit it, apparently, for
that's
dollars.
Right.
Which she did. Yeah, she made a good profit, I think.
That's right. $260,000 or something.
Well,
like
I was in hopes the legislature would have picked it up.
Yeah.
But I guess it couldn't
afford
it.
We've got to work on our legislators to get them
there's
aware.
Too many... Too many young people on that aren't familiar with the background.
Mm-hmm. Who is your legislator from here now?
We don't have one.
You don't have one from...
No. Our representative comes from Sword, and our senator comes from Palmer.
Bob Dittman was defeated, you know, and he's... too bad, because I always thought Bob was...
Bob did a good job.
At least he stayed on the job. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, to get back to 1945, you were still a young boy at the time. But did you have odd jobs, or did you have a job at the time?
Oh yeah, we used to shovel snow and pack stack wood and stuff like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
Anything to make
a dime,
few cents.
Huh?
Did you ever do any packing up over at Thompson Pass? Any freighting or packing for the?
Well, I was too young to go with my brother. My brother Bill was here, and he and George and Dad did all of that.
They freighted up over?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would they take freight on into Fairbanks, or did they
no,
just
they,
go
to the pass? They took freight mostly Copper Center and the closer in places.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took a lot of freight to Kennecott and over in there.
Mm-hmm.
But they never took anything as far as Fairbanks.
My husband's father helped survey that railroad into Kennecott, to McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
My husband would have been born in Cordova if there had been a doctor or a nurse or somebody there, but there wasn't. So,
mm-hmm.
So the town was just beginning. So he was born in Seattle and went back when he was 2 weeks old. So, like Bob Bartlett, he was born outside and brought back.
So, I see where Mrs. Bartlett had been ill.
Yeah, she had another heart attack this summer. It was pretty serious.
Yes, I thought it was.
Yeah.
The way it sounded.
The last I heard, she probably will spend the winter outside with her daughter. I think it's in Georgia where her daughter lives. So her friends are hoping that, some of her friends are hoping that she does that. It's pretty tough. Well, the weather in Fairbanks is pretty tough in the winter.
It's cold. Yeah. And she'd be smart to go where it's warmer.
And she built a house out in the country where you have to
worry about. I haven't seen him, but we saw her in Anchorage. And
maybe she's foolish like we are. Yeah. We're out in the country here.
Well, you're not too far, though.
We got to maintain our own roads, you know. Even though we're now forced to enter the city, we don't get any street maintenance.
Well, were you forced to enter the city?
Oh, yeah. They annexed us by the blackjack method.
I've heard of that too. we keep getting back to the present.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to Mr. and Mrs. Meals now. Did you have children?
No.
No children.
No.
You have nieces and nephews though.
Plenty of nephews and nieces, yeah.
None of our own and none adopted, so we got to look after ourselves.
Do you spend all your time here in Valdez, or do you go out in the winters? Or?
We make a trip once in a while. But now we got this thing, we got to make provision to keep it from freezing up in the wintertime.
Well, we've taken quite a few. We went to the Hawaiian Islands in 57. We had a 6 weeks tour of Europe in 58. And then we took a trip in the United States. We started in Seattle and went clear down to Florida and clear back up to New York. And that was about how long? About 3 weeks or three or 4 weeks, I guess it was.
That was a railroad trip.
That was a railroad trip.
Now so, we've made a trip to all Mexico.
But we used to go out practically every winter for a short time. But last 2 years while we... Oh, we were out last year.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Oh, we can make the trip before the weather gets cold or after it moderates, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We took in the Kenai country here 2 weeks ago.
That's the first time we'd been down there. To Saldotna and Kenai and Seward. And we'd been to Seward. And we went to Alyeska, spent the night there. And we enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, it was a pretty country.
Mm-hmm. It is a pretty country.
Did you ever serve on the city council here in Valdez, Mr. Meals?
Number of years. I'd say I probably put in 10 or 12 years on the council. And about 25 years on the fire department.
As a volunteer fire department?
Mm-hmm.
Fire chief? Or?
No, as engineer.
Engineer.
Mm-hmm. That time we pumped all the water with that steam pump, you see.
Mm-hmm. And you were a volunteer on that?
Yeah.
Were you ever mayor of the town?
No. I never had any ambitions along that line.
Who is your mayor currently?
Hmm?
Who is the current mayor?
Current mayor is... fellow my name of Harding.
Fred Harding, H-A-R-D-I-N-G.
He works for the highway department.
Oh. Yeah, that's a name I don't know.
No, yeah. I don't. I know him when I see him, but I don't actually know him.
He has a sideline of music. He coached the Valdez band for a couple of years.
Well, he has an interest in the community. If he takes time out to coach kids, high school kids in the band, he's got some interest in the community.
Yes, sometimes.
So, well, other than the earthquake here in 1964, Did Valdez ever, during your life here, did Valdez ever have any other catastrophes or?
Oh, we had several severe fires, you know.
Oh, did you?
We had a fire one time, burned up all the business district and part of the dock approach.
That was the old town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we had a winter fire that was set. But there was four different fires all going at the same time. And a cold, windy weather.
Mm. When was that?
Oh, that was probably before 1910.
Somebody didn't like Valdez.
That's right.
Did they know who did it?
Yeah, they know who did it.
Mm-hmm.
But they picked him up and searched his possessions without a search warrant, so they couldn't use the evidence.
Did he leave town suddenly?
He was a man in business here,
mm-hmm.
but he had a grouch against some of them. So there was five fires at one time.
Mm-hmm. Holy smoke. Did he live long afterwards?
And
where you should have shot him.
Fire equipment had two fire chemical rigs and a pump that couldn't put out over three line of hose. There wasn't a chance.
Did it burn most of the business district?
Burned them all down.
Oh, heaven's sakes. Did the man stay in business in Valdez after that?
He got out. He was all packed, ready to go.
Did he make it as far as the deck of the boat? Or did he slip accidentally and drown?
Well, I don't know.
Are there many of the people who were in Valdez at the time of the earthquake, are there many of them still living here?
Quite a few.
In that town?
Well, let's see. There's a few. Kelsey's, of course, is still here. Derringer's is still here.
The Days are still
here. Derringer.
Derringer.
Uh-huh. Well, Walt Day and his wife are still here. Aren't
Days were here.
Days
yeah.
are here. Uh-huh.
And
the Walkers.
The Walkers.
Walkers.
And Wyatt.
And Wyatt was here, yeah.
Yeah.
He lost all his stuff over there, you know.
Yeah, I remember. Uh-huh.
And Parker's.
Parker's.
Uh-huh. Larry Parker. They
Parker's and Gilson's.
And Gilson's.
Then uh-huh. Truck Egan and his sister.
John had the bank, and George had the store. And they're in business.
And Alice Horton was here at the time. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. John Gilson isn't at all well.
He isn't?
Mm-mm. It's a good thing he sold the bank, you know, to Dan Cuddy. But I think they leased the building to the bank. And but John isn't at all well. And Mary Gilson works for Alaska Airlines here in the office.
Was it George Gilson who died?
Yeah, he died.
George,
uh-huh.
yeah. I was trying to remember the name. Mm-hmm. But it was George.
Yeah.
They're brothers.
Yes, John's brother. They were just the two boys. And George died, since the earthquake. He rebuilt after the earthquake. And
yeah, well, he died. I remember I came down here. I quit working for the newspaper over 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was while I was still working for the paper that he died. Mm-hmm. Shortly, I had come down here when the first shipload of 48
about 3 years ago.
Uh-huh. Inch pipe, you know, he died, I think, about a year before. About 4 years ago.
You know, Mr. Greening's son was here the other day. Let's see, what's his name?
Hunt. Hmm? Hunt Greening?
Yes, mm-hmm. And his wife and three children. I'll tell you, they took in the house. Those kids did. They ran up the steps.
Oh, them bigger.
Oh, they were alive, believe me.
I was thinking a little while ago, that would just be the neatest thing for them.
It was
children.
Just as neat as could be for them. They had a...
If you had many children up here very often, you'd have them scooting down that...
Yes.
Those ramps on wheeled vehicles of some kind.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what they did. I didn't realize he worked for the Alaska Airlines until I saw it in the paper. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what he did.
I know he used to fly in Southeastern, and then I think the company he flew with was bought or assimilated into Alaska Airlines.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. And he went from the former company to Alaska Airlines.
Oh, yes.
But I'm not too certain of that. I don't know him. I just had...
Uh-huh. That's the first time I'd seen him or met him.
Did
he resembles his dad a lot.
Does he?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
he does.
Did he say anything about Senator Greening, how he is and where he is?
He said he was, I asked him how his dad was getting along, and he said pretty good.
I think that's about all we ask.
Yeah.
But the last time you read about it in the paper, he didn't seem to be in such good condition. I didn't hear that.
Mm-hmm. But I think he's still pretty active in his areas of interest, which are many. Yeah. Well, let's go back. I still have you. You're going down to your dinner date here at 5 o'clock, and I still have 13 minutes according to that clock up there. After the heavy traffic into the Fairbanks area, did Valdez continue about the same population to remain about even, or did it go way down? Or
well, it held up pretty good till after the railroad boom. Then we lost a lot of people to Cordova, and the stores started to build up, and we lost quite a few people over there. And of course, we still had court headquarters, so. Mm-hmm. That was, you might say, the winter project, because they held court in the winter time, and it was 2 or 3 months project as a rule. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't anything on highway traffic, but light stuff, you know. There'd be people going out with their outfits, but they had to break their own trail, and it was all... You might say hand sled or dog sled traffic.
Yeah. Well, that I can remember. It was, I think, wasn't it 1949 or 50 when Al Gezi
mm-hmm.
started keeping the highway open himself, so he could get his trucks through, and then somewhere in there, I'm not certain.
Somewhere along in there.
And then later, the Road Commission, Territorial Road Commission, started maintaining.
Now it's just taken for granted that they keep all those roads open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some of that road is in excellent condition. They've rebuilt some.
Yes.
It's really, really good highway.
Mm-hmm. Actually, better driving in the wintertime outside of the cold, because
mm-hmm.
you got better road service, and you got a berm on both sides that gives
you
a little mental protection anyway.
Yeah. It catches you if you slip off.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there are a few narrow spots yet.
You what?
There are a few narrow spots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With some canyons down below.
Mm-hmm.
If you drive sensibly.
They're gradually getting rid of them. Though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you want to visualize what it was in 13 and 14, why drive up Mineral Creek.
In the winter.
Bumpity bump.
Yeah. You can drive up there now, I guess.
But I wouldn't try it with that car. You want something like a Jeep that has a little clearance.
I think somebody's out flying in this weather.
Yeah, I hear them. I don't quite see them. But
sounds like an airplane.
It is.
You know, when I was taking my walk today, I could hear some hammering down below there. I don't know where it was.
Oh, maybe they're boxing fish or something.
Like oh, that could be. I didn't notice what it was.
Well, there's a pontoon job that comes in from Cordova.
Oh.
And sometimes he comes in and just clears the water, you know.
Just probably taxis part of the way.
Yeah.
This is pretty bad weather.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be out in it.
Do you remember the night when the National Guard plane went in the bay?
I sure do.
Yeah, I was here that night.
They didn't find one?
They found parts of the plane, but no bodies.
No bodies, no, sir.
And the Governor Egan had just gotten off of it.
Just gotten off of it, yeah.
I know, because we later that night we had a council meeting with the group.
Yeah. That was April 25th, 1964. Mm-hmm. That was kind of a harrowing experience just to be standing there waiting for the rescue effort. Well, one thing I wanted to ask you, Mr. Meals, was about your flying and your own airplane business. Did you ever, I know that you flew at one time. Did you own your own airplane, or how did you get into the flying business?
Well, the bug bit me around, around 26, I believe. I took a ride with Ed Young in Fairbanks. Bill Schmidt and I went up, and there was nothing to it. So, then later on, I had a couple of lessons with Joe Crossan. But then the only dual control machine they had was the old Jenny that they'd put a hiss on. And they were using that for a freight run, and had a little trouble with it, and George King set it down the stumps and washed it out. So that ended my lessons up there. So then I went to Denver and took lessons with the Eagle Rock group, because the main inducement on that was it was a high altitude plane. And it had a glide angle of 11-1. So if it conked out on you, why, it wasn't like Harold Gillam's Ireland. He said that had a glide angle of 1-1. When it quit, you came down right now.
Yeah.
So then I made a flight from here to Fairbanks in 28.
You bought your own airplane?
I had my own airplane, yeah.
What was that?
An Eagle Rock.
Eagle Rock?
Yeah. It was a three-place open cockpit deal, biplane. But I never got back with it. I cracked it up off Kokona.
On your way back to Valdez?
Hmm?
Were you on your return to Valdez? Do you know Frank Whaley? He worked for Bean. Frank and his wife were telling me that when they first came to Alaska, I think it was 1931 or 33, they came, Frank's flying partner came up here to Valdez. They had their airplane on the boat. They offloaded it here and assembled it here in Valdez, and that you helped him assemble it.
Yeah, we did a lot of that work. Before they were flying anything direct to Fairbanks, and the railroad got so they wanted so much to take it up from Seward to Fairbanks that it was more productive to unload it here, and the chances are they'd get a load of passengers along with them. Mm-hmm. So we had an A&E license, and we were authorized to put the wings and stuff back on them. They'd test out them and take off then.
What did they use for an airstrip?
Hmm?
What did they use for an airstrip? Did you have an air?
We had an airstrip here in town,
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they built one the spring that I brought back the plane.
Mm-hmm. Was yours the first airplane to be based here in Valdez?
Mm-hmm.
Who were some of the early pilots who flew in and out of here when...
Well, we had, the first pilots around here was Gillam, and then he used to be a pilot from Fairbanks, or from Nome. And we had two or three Fairbanks pilots used to come down.
Uh-huh. How about Bob Reeves?
Came in later.
Mm-hmm. He was over here the other day.
Was he?
Uh-huh. He doesn't look too good. He kind of shuffles along like Mr. Greening when he walks. And his memory is still 100%, but he doesn't look good.
Did Noel Wien come in here?
Noel Wien, we used to come in. Vic Ross, Hans Myra.
Did you ever get another airplane after you cracked up your Eagle Rock?
Yeah. That ended it.
I didn't fly it too much, and then Nat Brown used it for a while over in the Bethel area. And then that's the one that Bob started on when he came.
Bob who?
Bob Reeve.
Bob Reeve.
His first flying equipment here was mine.
Oh, I see.
He did a lot of flying into the Shoshana country.
Where did he learn to fly? Where did Bob Reeve learn to fly?
Well, he learned to fly down in his own home state.
Oh, I see.
And then he flew for Pan American Grace in South America for a long while.
Mm-hmm.
So he had several thousand hours of experience before he came up here.
I see. But he used your aircraft and went into bush flying out of Valdez.
Around here. And then eventually he bought the 51 from in Fairbanks from Pan Am, I believe. And then later he got a 71.
This isn't the best country in the world to fly in.
No.
No. We have mountains.
No, this isn't instrument country.
Yeah. Did you ever fly with Mr. Mayles?
Uh-huh.
She made the first flight.
Solo
with
flight.
Me.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I went up with him. Bob. Excuse me. We're sitting here then. Was sitting here the other day and it was clear. And he looked out and he said, you know, I didn't realize those mountains were that high. He's been living around Anchorage, you see, where they don't have the close-in mountains. And
of course, when he was flying down here,
that's right, too. He didn't realize that they were so high.
Yeah. Well, my time is up. I see it's 5 o'clock, so I'm going to bother you for a while.
Oh, that's, okay. I got some... good movies of Bob flying here off the mud flats.
You know. Oh, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Was he using the mud flats for a runway?
Skis, yeah.
Oh, on skis?
Yeah, mm-hmm. In the summertime.
Holy cow. Where was he flying on skis in the summertime?
He was flying up to the
glacier?
Some mines on Columbia Glacier.
I see.
And then he was flying up to Ramsey Rutherford, too, for a while there. But later in the summer, there wasn't enough snow up there to land on anymore. So that was always a drop cargo. When he had a load up there, why, either Bill Egan or I went along with him and pushed it off.
That's Governor Egan now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But down on Shoup's Glacier in Columbia, why, he could land there all summer.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd go down and land on skis there and come back on the mud flats.
Mud flats here at low tide are pretty slippery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell, he's bad.
Actually, he could take off a bigger load on skis on the mud than he could on snow.
It was that much slicker.
It was awfully slick.
I wonder what FAA would do nowadays if they saw someone doing that.
I wonder.
Does anyone do that now?
They what?
Does anyone use the mud flats on skis now?
No.
No, of course... In the early days, you had to be pretty innovative or you didn't get your job done.
Yeah. That's right.
So.
I know one spring, it was all bare ground here when it was still snowing Fairbanks, and Gillum and those fellows were coming down on skis. Harold made several trips in here with the old Pilgrim and landed on the mud down there.
Mm-hmm.
There was another good pilot, Harold Gillum.
I know he brought down one passenger that didn't realize that there was no snow down here. They left Fairbanks on skis, and there was snow there. So he got down here, everything bare ground. He kind of was dumbfuzzled, and Harold swung out over the bay and come on in. First thing he knew, he was sitting on the ground right by the road.
Well, did Harold go and fly out of here most of the time? Or?
Yeah, well, part-time out of Cordova, mm-hmm. and part-time out of Chitna.
Well, his son, Harold Jr., is the mayor of Fairbanks.
Yeah. He's a nice fellow, isn't he?
He was born over in Cordova, I think, or lived there at least.
Well, I think he was born here one day,
maybe
I believe.
Maybe he was born in Valdez.
Yes.
He lived in Cordova when he was growing up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was surprised over in Dawson the other day. His mother is now married to Jack LaCrosse, who's one of these guys who just won't give up on gold. And he's over at Quartz Creek out of Dawson mining. And he came to town. He was another one of the Fairbankses there. Uh-huh. We had a big, big group there. And it wasn't planned that way, you know. We just kept bumping into people from Fairbanks. So it worked out very well.
You see how well we can watch the pipeline? That's Dable right over there.
And that's the terminal.
Mm-hmm. Right straight across. All we got to do is put the field glasses on.
And you can see every drop of oil.
Yes, sir. Every drop of oil that goes.
Now, there's some old buildings over there.
There's still a few of the old army buildings left. Mm-hmm. I believe Alyeska is going to preserve those.